Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your power and strength that is upholding us. Thank you, Lord, for your presence that is with us all the time. Thank you for always fighting our battles. Thank you for giving us breakthroughs and successes and victories at all times. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for glorifying yourself in our lives. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Thank you for destroying all the works of the devil that were formed against us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your authority that is working great things in our prayer lives. Thank you for your dominion that is working mighty miracles in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the testimonies that we have concerning your power, concerning your blessings, your favor, your help, your intervention. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you support us on daily basis. Thank you for how you meet us at the point of our need on daily basis. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, because you have not allowed us to be put to shame. You have always been there for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your protection that is upon us and our family members and relatives. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this evening, this night, this midnight, to seek your face, to pray, to worship you, to praise you, to have fellowship with you, and to ask for your help. Oh Lord, as we have come, visit every one of us tonight in Jesus' name. Visit us in those areas where we need your help and intervention in Jesus' name. Strengthen us, revive us, and empower us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. We hand over this prayer session into your hand, O Lord. Have your way in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're welcome to the Lord's presence. And as as we always do, we're going to sing worship songs now. And after that, we're going to pray with prayer points. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war, your mercies endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. Hallelujah. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war, your mercies endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done, great things He has done, greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is old. Your name is higher than every other. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercy endureth forever. Amen. For His mercies endureth forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All His mercies endureth forever. Amen. For His mercies endureth forever. Amen. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, King of glory. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory and honor. And honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Come down, O Lord, and manifest. your power come down, oh Lord, and manifest your power come down, Jesus, and manifest your power come down, oh Lord, and manifest your power. As we pray, as we worship, manifest your power, come down, oh Lord, and manifest your power right here in this place. Manifest your power, come down, oh Lord, and manifest your power. I just wanna be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence, dwelling daily in your praises. I don't want to worship you from afar. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are. Draw me near to where you are. Oh, I just want to be where you are. In your dwelling place forever. In your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. Take me to the place where you are. Oh, I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. Lord Jesus. Dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, oh, in your presence, that is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness is what you want for me. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. And from me. Take my life and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, oh Lord. Take my life and mold it. Take my life and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. 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 Oh, I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be. I will never be. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, always new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider the work thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe, displayed. The sing my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. O Lord, how great thou art. This thing's my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. Oh, how great God, how great thou art. Oh, Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my Sing like never before. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, and worship His holy name. You are God, You are Mount Emmanuel. You are God, You are not a man. You are God, You are not Emmanuel. How far away God, You are God. Jesus, You are the Lord. You are God, You are not Emmanuel. You are God, oh, You are God, You are not Emmanuel. You can never fail us. You are God, You are not Emmanuel. You can never disappoint us. You are God, Savior, You are God, oh, You are God, You are not Emmanuel. We lift Your name, I. We lift Your name, I. We lift Your name high, above all the names high. Jesus, we lift Your name high. We lift Your name high. We lift Your name high. Above all the names high, Jesus, we lift Your name high. Savior, we lift Your name high. We lift Your name high. Above all the names high. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. Who never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore, we serve a God. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. Who never fails? Jesus never fails. Forevermore, I will lift up His
For no one can compare with you.
God is, the creature, and compare with you. You alone is the Lord, and you remain the same forever. You will remain the same forever. Blessed be your holy name. You are the one who blesses a man, and no one can curse that man. Blessed be your holy name. And you are the one who curses someone, and no one can bless that person. Blessed be your holy name. You are the one who lifts up a man, and no one can bring him down. Blessed be your holy name. And you are the one who brings down people, and no one can lift them up. We worship you, Lord, for you have the final authority in everything, in every situation. What a mighty God we serve. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praise. Amen. We're going to pray thanksgiving prayers now. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your steadfast love for me. A steadfast love is the kind of love that doesn't give up. Yeah, that is the meaning of a steadfast love. A love that doesn't give up. So you're going to say, thank you, Father, for your steadfast love towards my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to thank him. If not for his steadfast love, we all would have been punished and destroyed by God. For God keeps on forgiving us many times. Continue to thank him for his steadfast love. If not for his steadfast love concerning your life, you will not be here today. You will not even have a chance to be born again. Continue to thank him for his steadfast love. Thank you, Father, for your steadfast love toward my life, your unfailing love. Thank you, Father. Thank you because you remained faithful despite our errors, mistakes, despite our rebellion, disobedience, and arrogance. Thank you for you still remain faithful unto us. Thank you for your steadfast love. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You have been to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for fighting my battles for me, so that I can live in peace, so that I can dwell in peace and joy and safety. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for fighting my battles for me, so that I can dwell in peace and joy and safety. Thank you, Father. Thank you for fighting. fighting my battles for me so that I can enjoy good health and happiness and comfort. Thank you for fighting my battles for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for fighting my battles for me so that I can enjoy prosperity and success and victories. Thank you for fighting my battles for me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to thank him for his encouragement. Yeah. The Holy Spirit do encourage us as believers. Yeah. Especially when we feel like giving up, when we feel like losing hope, then the Holy Spirit comes to encourage us. Yeah, so you're going to thank God for that encouragement that comes from the Holy Spirit. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for the encouragement you give me through your Holy Spirit that is in me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Because the will of the enemy is to discourage us to the point of giving up on God. That is the will of the enemy. But you are not discouraged. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. The will of the enemy is to discourage you so that you won't pray anymore. You won't fast anymore. You won't trust God anymore. But that is not your portion. Thank God that you are not discouraged. So thank you, Father, for the encouragement that comes from your Holy Spirit that is in me. Thank you for encouraging me when it seems all hope are lost. Thank you for encouraging me when it seems my strength is gone. Thank you for encouraging me when the battle gets tough. Thank you, Father, for your encouragement in my life. Thank you for your strength that upholds me in times of temptations and trials and tribulations. Thank you for your strength that upholds me even in times of persecution and betrayal. Thank you for your strength that upholds my heart, my mind. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for giving me the right mindset concerning life. Not everybody have the right mindset concerning life. Now, when I mean life, I mean the life here on earth. Yeah, the situations on earth, circumstances, daily issues of life. Not many people have the right mindset concerning life. life, and that makes them to be always confused. Always confused. And always troubled. And always sad. So you're going to say, thank you, Father, for giving me the right mindset concerning this life on earth. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. They call it world view. Yeah. How you react to things in this earth. How you relate with things, situations, events, circumstances here on earth. Yeah, that is your worldview. Yeah. So you're going to thank God for giving you the right worldview, the right mindset concerning the life here on earth. So thank you, Father, for giving me the right mindset concerning life on earth, concerning situations, circumstances, issues, events here on earth. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving me a right mindset that enables me to respond well to issues of life. To respond positively to issues of life. Thank you for giving me the right mindset that enables me to respond wisely to issues of life, to respond wisely to circumstances going on in the world, to situations going on in the world, to events going on in the world. Thank you for giving me the right mindset. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for teaching me your righteousness. Thank you for teaching me your ways, your truths, so that I will not fail in life and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for teaching me your righteousness. Thank you for teaching me your ways. Thank you for teaching me your truth, so that I will not fail in life and destiny. So that I will not mess up in my life and destiny here on earth. Thank you for teaching me your righteousness. Thank you for teaching me your wisdom. Thank you for teaching me your nature. Thank you for teaching me your personality. Thank you for teaching me your truth. Thank you for teaching me your mind, your knowledge, so that I can prosper in this life. So that I can succeed in this life. Thank you for teaching me the standards of your kingdom, the principles of your kingdom, the culture of your kingdom. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. I believe you know that the best part of prayer is praises, which is also the same with worship. Yeah, because what we call worship is also the same as praising God. What we call worship songs, they are also praise. Yeah, they are also praise. Yeah. So praises and thanksgiving, those are the best parts of any prayer. Yeah, so that is why we take time to praise God and to thank Him in our prayer sessions. Yeah, so if you're always avoiding those parts, yeah, because I notice that some of you only come in when we are already done with praises, and some will come, we join the prayer session when we're already done with the thanksgiving prayers. That is very wrong. Yeah, because you have just missed the best part of the prayer session. Yeah. The best part of any prayer is praises and thanksgiving. Praises and thanksgiving. So, and you must learn it also in your personal prayer life. Make sure that you spend more time praising God and thanking Him than asking from Him. Well, if you don't follow this instruction I'm giving you, you're the one that will lose. Yeah, because your prayers are likely to get answered faster if you follow that pattern. Yeah, so we are going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, shine your light upon my spirit, soul, and body, and make your will for my life very clear to me. Make your will for my life very clear to me. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, shine your light upon me. Shine your light upon my mind, upon my soul, upon my spirit, upon my body. And let your light reveal your will for my life to me very clearly. In the name of Jesus. Every Christian is supposed to be prophetic Christians. And to be prophetic is when you get revelations of the will of God for your life. And even sometimes for the life of other people. So begin to say, Father, shine your light upon me. Shine your light upon me, and let your light expose your will for my life to me. Continue to pray like that. Your will concerning every aspect of my life. God has a lot to say concerning every aspect of your life. God has a lot to tell you concerning every aspect of your life. So pray this prayer with understanding. Say, Lord, shine your light upon me, and by your light expose to me your mind concerning my life, your will for my life. Expose to me, tell me the things that you want me to know concerning every aspect of my life. Reveal them to me by your light, by the strength of your light. by the power of your life, reveal your will to me. I believe you're praying. Reveal your will to me. When you know the will of God, you will not be confused. And no one will be able to deceive you when you already know the will of God for your life. Say, Father, shine your light upon me now and expose your will to me. Expose your will to me. Some people, they only look for the will of God when they want to get married. That is foolishness. And that is spiritual immaturity. You're supposed to know the will of God concerning every area of your life, even before you start to pray for will of God for marriage. You're supposed to know the will of God concerning every aspect of your life. Every aspect. Say, oh Lord, put your light upon me and expose your will to me very clearly, in a very clear way, such that I will never be confused anymore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The Bible told us to work hard so that we can understand the will of God. The Bible told us to do our best to understand the will of God. That is to understand what God is saying at every point in time concerning our lives and concerning every other thing we desire to know. Let me show you that place in the Bible that talks about it. It says we should understand what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians chapter 5. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Ephesians 5:17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Can you see that? So which means if you don't understand the will of God for your life, it means you are not wise, which is the same as you are a fool. Because the opposite of wisdom is foolishness. So you must understand what the will of the Lord is. Some people will say we don't need any prophetic direction from the Holy Spirit. They say we already have the Bible. The Bible already contain the will of God. Now, if the Bible already contain the will of God, then why is the Bible telling us to also understand what the will of the Lord is? If the Bible already have all the will of God that we need to know about our lives, then why is the same Bible instructing us to look for, to find out what the will of the Lord is? So I want you to pray. God can put an anointing on your life that will make it easy for you to know the will of God concerning anything. And that is what you're going to pray for right now. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, put upon me an anointing that will make it easy for me to discern what your will is concerning anything, concerning any situation, concerning anything. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There are people who have that anointing, and you can have it too. The Father put upon my life your anointing that will make it easy for me to accurately discern what your will is concerning anything I desire. What your will is concerning anything I pray about. Concerning anything I set my mind upon. Give me that grace now. Put upon me the anointing now. In the name of Jesus. Put upon me the anointing now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Yeah, the Holy Spirit wants to show you many things, even in your business. Yeah. You can have this anointing and then the Holy Spirit will start to show you many things in your business, the will of God concerning your business, and you start to know what to do and what not to do, and then you start to make a lot of profit because you are following divine intelligence, heavenly intelligence. Yeah, so and everything you do start to prosper because there is a divine hand that is guiding your journey of life. That is what we are talking about. Pray. There's nothing wrong in knowing the will of God concerning everything about your life, concerning your academics, your business. You can know the will of God concerning anything. And if you follow the will of God, you must prosper. There's no doubt about it. You just follow the direction. You will prosper. Follow the instructions from the Holy Spirit. You will prosper. So pray for this anointing. You don't need a prophet. All you need is this anointing I'm talking about right now. You don't need to be asking a prophet. Can you tell me what God is saying? You just need this anointing. The Father puts upon me an anointing that will make it his for me to accurately discern your will concerning every situation of my life, concerning anything I set my mind upon, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, the Bible didn't say to understand the will of God, go and seek for a prophet. You're not going to find that anywhere in the New Testament where it says to understand the will of God, go and seek for a prophet or for a prophetess. Yeah, so let us read verse 18, Ephesians 5, 18. It went further to say, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Yeah, it said, don't get drunk with wine. Yeah, because there's nothing profitable in getting drunk with wine. In fact, it says there is excess there, so which means people who get drunk with wine, they lose their mind. That's the meaning of excess. they get lost in the spirit of the wine. Yeah, they lose their mind. Yeah, but be filled with the Spirit of God. So when you are filled with the Spirit of God, it becomes easy to understand the will of God. Yeah, but many Christians today, we are filled with something else. Yeah, you may not be filled, you may not be drunk with wine, but maybe you are drunk with something else. Yeah, some people are drunk with lust, with pride, with the pleasures of this world. Some people, they can watch movies for hours, and then you tell them to pray, they can't even pray for 40 minutes on their own. So it means they are drunk with movies. They are not filled with the Spirit. Yeah, some, they are drunk with anything about sensual love, erotic love, that is relationships with the opposite sex. That is all they think about. They're always thinking about dating this one, dating that one. They are drunk with that. They are not drunk with the Holy Ghost. So to know the will of God, to understand the will of God, you must always be filled with the Spirit. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I submit myself to the Lord. I surrender myself to the Lord. I surrender my spirit, soul and body to the Lord, to be filled continuously with the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Begin to say, in the name of Jesus, I submit my spirit, my soul, my body, my mind to the Lord Jesus. I submit myself to the Lord Jesus to be continually filled by the Holy Ghost. Continue to pray like that. Say, I submit myself. To be filled, you have to surrender. You have to surrender all. To be drunk with the Holy Ghost, you have to surrender all. Yeah, this is beyond just speaking in tongues. To really get drunk in the Holy Ghost, you have to yield yourself to the Holy Ghost. You have to submit all your being to the Holy Ghost. And you are doing that right now as you are praying this prayer. Say, I hand over myself. I submit my entire life. I submit my spirit. I submit my soul. I submit my body to the Lord Jesus to be continually filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I hand over my life. I hand over my entire being to Jesus for continual filling with the Holy Ghost right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Sometimes when we ask some people, are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Are you baptized with the Holy Ghost? They will say, yes. I speak in tongues. Which is correct, but there is more to that. There is more to being filled with the Spirit than a one-time experience. Yeah, because some people, they just had that experience once. The Holy Ghost came upon them and then they spoke with other tongues or they prophesied. And then they just had that one experience, that single experience. And then they felt that is all. A single experience is not enough. Yeah. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. A single encounter with the Holy Ghost, where the Holy Ghost filled you, and you can feel it to the point that you start to speak in tongues, or you start to prophesy. And that one-time experience is not enough for the journey that we have to pass through here on earth. So this is the truth. The truth is that thing you experienced on the first, that encounter you had with the Holy Spirit, or that experience where the Holy Spirit came upon you, you are supposed to be having that experience every day. That is the truth. And many pastors are not telling people that. Yeah, so the experience you had when the Holy Ghost came upon you, and then you start to prophesy, or you start to speak in tongues, you're supposed to be having that experience every day. So that is how that is when you can say that I am filled with the Spirit. So being filled with the Spirit is not something of yesterday. It is something of every day. It is something of every day, not just something of yesterday. And that is why some Christians, they get defeated in battles. Yeah, because they don't have the anointing or the power to conquer the battle. So they thought the power they got some months or years ago is still available to fight the battles of today. That is very wrong. So you need the Spirit to continue to fill you all the time. And you need to continue to get drunk with the Spirit. That is how you will be able to live a victorious Christian life. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, connect me with the portals of heaven. You know, a portal is like a door. Yeah. Or is a door and opening. Yeah. So you're going to say, Lord Jesus, connect me with the portals of heaven that will make me to continually get filled with the Holy Ghost. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, connect me with the portals of heaven that will make me to always carry the fullness of the Holy Ghost. The fullness of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. So don't think the impartation and the baptism you got a week ago is still potent for the battles of today. Pray that God will do this in your life. Say, Lord Jesus, connect me with the portals of heaven that will ensure that I always carry the fullness of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Connect me now. I want to carry in me, with me, upon me, the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The fullness of the Holy Spirit. Connect me with heavenly portals. Right now, in the name of Jesus, connect my spirit with heavenly portals. Connect my soul with heavenly portals. Connect my body with heavenly portals that will ensure that I am always carrying the fullness of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray to carry the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You must be a person that depends on the Holy Spirit for everything. That is how you carry the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you must be someone that depends on the Holy Spirit for strength, for help, for wisdom, for everything. Yeah, so if you depend on yourself, the Spirit will not fill you. But when you depend on the Spirit, that is, you're always waiting on the Spirit, then the Spirit will always fill you. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to say, Lord Jesus, create in me an heart that always depends on the Holy Spirit for any good thing, for any success, for any breakthrough, for strength, for everything I need. Create in me a heart that always depends on the Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. When the Holy Spirit knows that you always depend on Him, He will not disappoint you. He will not fail you. But if you are the time that is so full of yourself and you always want to demonstrate that you are good, you are wise, you are talented, You are intelligent. Fine. You're on your own. Yeah, the Holy Spirit will leave you to yourself. Because you already have demonstrated that you don't need Him. But if you always show heaven that you can't do without the help of the Holy Spirit, then heaven will make sure that the Holy Spirit is always available for you at all times. Continue to pray. The Lord Jesus creates in me an attitude that always depends on the Holy Spirit for every help, for every success, for every strength, create in me such heart, create in me such attitude, create in me such lifestyle, in the name of Jesus. Create in me a mind that always depends on the Holy Spirit for every good thing I need, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we are moving to another set of prayers. So, if you still want to pray the prayers we've just prayed, if you still want to pray them again, the audio will be available the audio is always available on the Telegram platform for you to use. Yeah, because there are some prayer points that you have to spend time to pray them seriously with the whole of your heart before God can answer that prayer. There are some prayer points that you may spend over 1 hour praying just once, just a single prayer point. Yeah, before you get the response from God. Yeah, so now there's a place in the scripture that says that the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. I don't know if you have seen that place in your Bible before, that the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. Yeah, I want you to open your Bibles to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. Proverbs 20. Verse 27, it says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Yeah, can you see that? Your spirit is a candle of the Lord. What does that mean? It means that God can set your spirit on fire just the way you light a candle. God can light up your spirit. And once God lights up your spirit, then you'll be able to see clearly everything that God is doing in your life. Because God is always busy, according to what Jesus told us about God. He said his Father is always working. His Father is always busy. When they were accusing him of performing miracles on the Sabbath day, yeah, because they thought God doesn't work on the Sabbath day. So Jesus told them that, your mentality is wrong. God is always working. God is always busy. And that is why I had to do this miracle on the Sabbath day. Yeah. So God is always busy in your life. God is working in your life. It's just because you are so blind. That is why you don't even know what He's doing in your life. God is doing a lot in your life. You are just not seeing it. Yeah, so but God can help you to see how He will light up your spirit, because your spirit is the candle of the Lord. So when he lights up your spirit, you will see everything, and you will no longer be confused, and you no longer have what they call low self-esteem, or you start to downgrade yourself. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, you said in your word that my spirit is your candle. Therefore, light up my spirit now so that I can see everything you are doing in my life. Light up my spirit now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, Father, you said in your word that my spirit is your candle. Therefore, light up this candle. Light up this candle right now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. So that I can see your plans for my life. So that I can see your operations in my life. So that I can see even what your angels are busy doing in my life. Concerning my life. Concerning my calling. Concerning my destiny. Light up my spirit. Are you praying this prayer with the whole of your heart? Say, Father, light up my spirit. Light me up. Light me up. I don't want to be blind. I want to see what is going on. I want to see what is going on in my life. Spiritually. I want to see the spiritual atmosphere of my life. I want to see the spiritual state of my life. I want to see the spiritual setup of my life. Father, light up my spirit now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Yeah, some people, they don't know that they are under captivity. Until God lights up their spirit. Some people, they have spiritual husband. They don't know that they have spiritual husband. Because they thought if you have spiritual husband, you have to be dreaming of the... You have to be having dreams of somebody coming to sleep with you. So because they don't have those dreams, they thought they are not in captivity with the devil. Yeah, but when God lights up their spirit, then they saw that they have been in captivity with the devil for a very long time. Pray that God lights up your spirit. It is not every captivity of demons that will show up in your dreams. Pray that God lights up your spirit. Demons can be doing a lot with your body and soul and spirit, and they will hide it from you in your dreams, and you will not see it in your dreams. And yet they are doing terrible things with your spirit and soul and body. Pray. So this prayer is very important. Say, Father, light up my spirit so that I can see the spiritual condition of my life. Light up my spirit so that I can see everything that is going on in my life. Everything that is going on in my destiny. Light up my spirit so that I can know my enemies. So that I can discern who my enemies are. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. And you're still going to place your right hand on your head. And God uses the fire of the Holy Ghost to light us up. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Set my spirit on fire. Yeah, you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Set my spirit on fire. Such that nothing going on in my life will be hidden from me. Such that every invisible thing going on in my life will be exposed to me. Every spiritual operation going on in my life will be exposed to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost, set my spirit on fire. Set my spirit on fire. Set my spirit on fire. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying this prayer seriously. Set my spirit on fire. Set my spirit on fire. Set my spirit on fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Set my spirit on fire. Thank you, Lord. So that every invisible thing going on in my life will become visible to me, so that every spiritual operation going on in my life or against my life will become exposed to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Set my inner man on fire. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let us look at that scripture again. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Yeah, all the inward parts of the belly. What that means is that your spirit can be lightened up to the point that your spirit can begin to search out mysteries, things that are hidden, things that were meant to be secret, things that were meant to be a mystery. Things nobody was supposed to find out. Your spirit, yeah, thank you, Lord. Your spirit can be so lightened up, yeah, or so fired up that you'll be able to see those things. And know those things. So you need to ask yourself how the Old Testament prophets how they are so sure about their revelations and they are always accurate. The Old Testament prophet, they will look at you and then they will say, this is what you have just done. Yeah, even if you tell them, no, you're telling lies. I didn't do that. When they'll just tell you, you are deceiving yourself because you just did this in secret. So how were they able to do that? Because their spirit was fired up. By the Lord. So they were able to see hidden things, secret things, things nobody was supposed to know or find out. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, empower my spirit with fire to search out mysteries, to understand mysteries, to search out hidden things, secret things, whether those secret things are in deep darkness or they are in deep heaven or they are deep in heaven or they are deep in darkness. Empower my spirit to search them out. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Empower my spirit, man. I believe you're praying. The fire of the Holy Ghost, empower my spirit, man. The Lord Jesus, empower my spirit with your fire. It's the same. Continue to pray like that. Empower my spirit, man, to be able to search out hidden things. Even the secrets in the hearts of people. Even the hidden intentions in people's minds. Empower my spirit with fire to be able to search out mysteries, to be able to search out hidden things right now, right now. Even the secrets of darkness, even the secrets of Satan. Lord Jesus, empower my spirit now. Empower my spirit now. Continue to pray. In those days, we used to pray until we are satisfied. Yeah, but many of you don't have that strength yet. That is why I don't give too much time for you to pray a single prayer point. But usually, as opposed to give maybe 5 minutes for you to pray a prayer point, so that you'll be able to receive the blessing that is inside that prayer point. But if I can't do that now, be serious about every prayer point. Pray with the whole of your heart that God may show you mercy and answer this prayer in your life. So Lord Jesus, empower my spirit with fire to be able to search out mysteries, to be able to unlock mysteries, to be able to understand mysteries, to be able to find out hidden things, secret things. Empower my spirit now, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Empower my spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, touching all the inward parts of the belly. You know, Proverbs, if you are reading the book of Proverbs, all the words, they are their figurative expression. Yeah, so this part that says thrusting all the inward parts of the belly also means that you can know God deeply through your spirit. Recently, I was praying and I wanted to hear a voice. Yeah, because when I'm praying, when I'm talking to God, God also talks to me. I talk to God, He talks to me. Yeah, and of course that's how prayer is supposed to be. Prayer is a communication. When you talk to God, yeah, God is supposed to talk back to you. Yeah. So I thought I was supposed to hear a voice. The angel that was with me said, you don't need to hear any voice. Just believe that you know it. Just believe that you know. Yeah. So I was like, okay. I should just believe that I know. I said, okay. So I just believe that I know. And immediately I began to know what I wanted to know. Yeah. So, and this is an operation of your spirit. So your spirit, because your spirit is inside of God. Yeah. Jesus said, abide in me and I in you, in John chapter 15. Yeah. So God is in us and we are also in God. So you can know things even without hearing a voice. Yeah. So when the angel said, just believe that you know what you are asking for. And then I just believe that I know. And then I start to know it. Yeah. And these things are not from my human knowledge. Yeah. So you're going to pray. So what I'm saying is that your spirit can be empowered by God to know God. Yeah. So when God wants you to know Him, He will also lighten up your spirit. And in that way, you will know Him very deep. You will know many things about Him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, lighten up my spirit with your fire so that I can know you deeply, so that I can know your mysteries. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, lighten up my spirit with your fire. Lighten up my spirit so that I can know you deeply, so that I can know your secret, so that I can know your mysteries, so that I can know what many people don't know about you. Lighten up my spirit now in the name of Jesus. Lighten up my spirit now. Continue to pray this prayer. Continue to pray. Lighten up my spirit to know you very deep, to know your mysteries, to know your secret. In the name of Jesus, to know the secret of heaven, the secret of the angels. Lighten up my spirit, Father, to know your secret in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So now we're going to pray another set of prayers. You're going to pray for God's vengeance on your enemies. Yeah. We have been commanded in the Bible that we should not fight. We should not fight flesh and blood enemies. That that it is none of our business to fight human enemies. Yeah. But God can fight human enemies. Yeah. Yeah. We cannot carry weapons to attack human enemies, but God can fight human enemies. That is, your enemies that are in human form or that are humans. Yeah. Yeah. So that is why we're going to ask God to take vengeance on our enemies, whether they are human beings or they are demons that look like humans or they are spirit beings. You're going to cry unto God to execute vengeance on your enemies. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, you are the God of vengeance. Arise now and execute vengeance on my enemies. Arise now. Arise now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. God, arise now. Arise now. Arise now. You know what to do to them. Arise now and execute vengeance. Execute vengeance. Execute judgment on my enemies. Right now. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Thank you, Lord. Arise, O God. Execute vengeance on my enemies. Now. In the name of Jesus. Whether they are human enemies or they are demon enemies. Arise in your power. Arise in your anger. Arise in your wrath. Arise in your justice. And execute vengeance upon them all. Right now in the name of Jesus. Every stubborn enemy that will not let go of my life. Every stubborn enemy that will not let go of my destiny. Every stubborn enemy that will not let go of my calling and ministry. Every stubborn enemy that will not let go of my next, of me getting to the next higher level. Arise now, O God of Israel. O God of Israel, who is the God of vengeance? Arise now and execute vengeance upon them all. In the name of Jesus, arrest those that must be arrested. Destroy those that must be destroyed. Waste those that must be wasted. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Just going to pray. During the time of King Jehoshaphat, yeah, God used a battle strategy to defeat the enemies of the land of Judah. The Bible said God sent an ambushment. Yeah, the Bible did not really explain what that ambushment is all about. Yeah, but the only thing we saw, we read in that passage was that the enemies of Judah, about three kingdoms, joined forces together to attack a very small country called Judah. Yeah. And the Bible said that all those enemies, they began to turn against themselves. They began to turn against themselves. Yeah. And they began to fight each other. They began to kill each other until they wasted all their whole lives. Yeah, and there was no survival. Yeah, no survival. So you're going to pray that God will use that same battle strategy to fight for you. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, send your ambushment upon my enemies and make them to begin to fight one another until they utterly destroy themselves. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. She said, "De hastana de galaya, be said de kete jede mala." Father, send your ambushment. Send your ambushment upon my enemies, even the enemies that have surrounded my life, surrounded my home, surrounded my family. Even the enemies that have surrounded my destiny, my calling, my ministry. Oh Lord, send your ambushment upon them right now and make them to start to fight against themselves until they utterly destroy themselves. Right now, in the name of Jesus, turn them against one another. Turn them against one another. Turn them against one another. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Turn them against one another. Make them devour one another. Make them destroy one another until they utterly consume themselves. Do it now. In the name of Jesus. Do it right now. Send confusion upon them. Send ambushment upon them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points. And then we'll round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, shield my life with your presence such that my life becomes too mysterious for my enemies to understand. You can say, Father, shield my life with your presence. That will make my life too mysterious for my enemies to understand. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The kingdom of darkness, they operate by intelligence. They need to really understand your life very well for them to fully conquer you. But if they don't understand, they can't conquer you. They can stand before you and be looking at you like this, and then they are helpless because they don't actually know what they are looking at. In fact, they will be looking at you and they won't even recognize you. So imagine they sent an agent to go and kill you, and the person gets to you, and then you are looking like somebody else. You're not even looking you to that person. And then the person just walked away. Yeah, that is what I'm talking about. That is when your life becomes too mysterious for the enemy to understand. And then they will not be able to overcome you. Begin to pray. And that is when God has sealed them here with his presence. Say, Father, sealed me with your presence. That will make my life too mysterious for my enemies to understand. Sealed me with your presence now. In the name of Jesus. Sealed me with your presence. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, open before me now every door the enemy have shut against me to keep my life stagnated, to keep my life limited. Fire of the Holy Ghost, open those doors before me now. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, open before me every door the dark kingdom has shut against me to keep me bound to his spot, to keep me bound in poverty, to keep me bound by limitation, bound by suffering, bound by oppression, to keep me bound by failures. Fire of the Holy Ghost, open the door now. Open the door now. In the name of Jesus, every door the enemy has shut against me to prevent me from moving forward to the next height God already prepared for me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, open them now. Now. In the name of Jesus. Open them now before me. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. To remain in victory and dominion over the enemy, you must not partner with the devil. A lot of Christians are partnering with the devil. And if you accuse them of that, they'll tell you no. I hate the devil. How will I ever partner with the devil? Yeah, but they are partnering with the devil. Yeah, to partner with the devil is when you are doing something that will help the devil succeed. Yeah, that is what it means to partner with the devil. Yeah, every time you do something that gives power to the devil to fulfill his mission, either in your life or in the life of another person, you are partnered with the devil. Just like people that dress seductive, yeah, and then their seductive appearance creates temptations for those that see them. They are partners with the devil. Yeah, they are partnering with the devil. Yeah, so anything you do that will help the devil to succeed in his mission, is partnership. Yeah, it shows that you're partnering with the devil. Yeah, so when you sin, when you commit sin, you're partnering with the devil. When you tell lies, you steal, you commit adultery, yeah, you know all the things. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, including when you are carnally minded, you also partner with the devil. Yeah, when you are carnally minded, instead of spiritually minded, you're also partnering with the devil. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to never partner with the devil in any way. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father, help me to never partner with the devil. When you demonstrate fear, you are partnering with the devil. When you demonstrate doubt, unbelief, you are partnering with the devil. Because they give the devil strength to succeed. All those things give him power to succeed. The Father, help me to never partner with the devil. And if I have been doing that, help me to stop partnering with the devil. In the name of Jesus. Help me to stop becoming a limitation to my own deliverance. Help me to stop becoming a limitation to my own victory and breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, do not allow me to think thoughts and speak words that would destroy the answers to my prayers. The thoughts in your heart and the words that come out of your mouth, they have the power to destroy the answers to your prayers. So begin to say, Holy Spirit, do not allow me to think thoughts and speak words that will destroy the answers to my prayers. Open your mouth and continue to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Do not allow me to think thoughts. Do not allow me to speak words that will destroy my miracles, that will abort my testimony. Do not allow me, Holy Spirit. Words and thoughts that will destroy my blessings, that will hinder my blessings from reaching me. Holy Spirit, do not allow me to think and speak them. In the name of Jesus. Do not allow me. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, position me. Yeah, I don't know if I should use the word position or reposition. Yeah, but let's use the word, let us go with the word position. Yeah, you can say, Father, position me in the right path and in the right place that will allow the future you have prepared for me to become the future that I will find myself. You can say, Father, position me on the right path and in the right place that will enable me experience the future you have prepared for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. It is not everybody that are living in the future God prepared for them or God destined for them. Or it is not everybody that are going to live in the future God prepared for them. So pray that you will be divinely positioned in the right path. That you will be doing the right things. And that you will be in the right place for the future God has prepared for you to happen to you. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, position me in the right place, in the right path. Position me in the right things that will ensure that I experience and that I live in the future you have prepared for me. In the name of Jesus. You're also going to pray that God should remove you from whatever thing you are doing that will not guarantee his future for your life. Yeah, whatever is going on in your life, that God should terminate it. Whatever is going on that will not guarantee the future God has for you, that God should terminate them. Talk to him about that too. Tell him to do that too. Say, Father, terminate whatever is going on in my life, whatever I have put myself into, whatever I have brought into my life, that will no longer guarantee the future you have prepared for me. Father, terminate it now. Terminate it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this privilege to be your presence. We are grateful for the opportunity to worship you and to praise you and to pray in your presence. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because everything we have said to your ears, you have heard, and you will do them. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you show mercy on everyone here. I ask that you support them wherever they need your support. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. Lay your healing hands upon those that are sick and heal them right now in Jesus' name. I ask that you remove from every life every demonic and satanic plantation, every plantation from the enemy that are not meant to be in their lives. I ask, O Lord, that you remove them now, uproot them now in Jesus' name. I ask that you beautify the lives of your people and make them to be celebrated in Jesus' name. Every shame that is following your life, every misfortune or bad luck that is following your life, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Because there is nothing like bad luck in Christ Jesus. And there is nothing like misfortune in Christ Jesus. There's nothing like failure in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I decree that none of that shall be in your life from this moment henceforth in Jesus' name. I pray for you that God will have his way in your life, that the will of God will prevail in your life, that your own will bow to the will of God. I repeat, in your life, your own will surrender to the will of God, whether you like it or not, in the name of Jesus. The glory of God shall arise from the midst of your life and shall spread across the world in the name of Jesus. Every prayer you have prayed before, and in your mind, you are hoping that God will answer it. I pray for you as God's servant and priest that prayer will be answered in the name of Jesus. Just as God had the prayer of Hannah, even a whisper, she was whispering to God, and God had him, because the priest, which was Eli, prayed and confirmed the answer. So I decree that your secret prayers shall be answered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know that you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.